Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This is Hilary Rose. You'll know Hilary Rose from shows like Smother and Finding Joy, Republic of Telly, and of course, Mairead in The Young Offenders. We'll get to The Young Offenders, but I'm going to talk about the Live Wild podcast because you're back for series two.
Yeah, series one came out about a year ago and I really took my time with series two. Someone made the point to me the other day, it was really interesting. It's a chat that's up on my social media and she does another podcast called Unbranded. And she said, I love the way you structure your podcast, because for her, she's got a couple of people that she jumps on and they talk to. They don't plan anything. Mm. And it's kind of a techie podcast. She said, but you plan your podcast almost like it's a TV series. And I kind of subconsciously have been doing it that way. It's like there's 10 episodes per season. I run it per season. And there's like a curve that goes throughout the season. And then there's a curve that goes throughout the conversation. And it's very well balanced. And it's... yeah, I love it. You know, I really, really love it. So for those who don't know it, it's called the Live Wild podcast. It's obviously across all platforms, wherever you get your podcast. But it's a kind of this nice mix of like wellness and culture and loads of fun. And yeah, there's a bit of spirituality thrown in there.
Yeah, and where did this all come from in terms of you? Because this is the second season, obviously. But where did the genesis for the first season and the whole idea of this podcast come from?
So I suppose back in 2019, I kind of was feeling very burnt out and kind of started to question my life. I was having an existential crisis and just started to question everything and what I really wanted in my life. And I felt great comfort in nature, which was then kind of expanded through the pandemic when, you know, the only places that you could go to really were outdoors.
Yeah.
So that really solidified and my remembrance of how good I felt in nature as a kid. Like you talk about the horse riding, I spent most of my time outdoors on the land with animals for the majority of my life. And I came away from that as an adult. So that was the backdrop of Live Wild, is like, how can I introduce these practices into my life again or on a daily basis? So I started to explore all sorts of like wellness modalities and holistic practices. All of which are amazing. I always say with these things, there's so much out there in the wellness world. You kind of need to pick and choose what works for you. And so that was really went into the start of a blog. And then somebody said to me, I think it was Joanne McNally actually said to me, a blog, how very 90s of you. And that should be a podcast. And I thought, yeah, she's right.
She's absolutely right. Yeah, we've graduated all right from the blog. As good as, you know, the written word is different than the spoken one, that's for sure. And you can convey things differently. But I do think for the public, the consumption of things, ideas like this through the audio format is definitely where people's heads are at now.
Totally. It's so easy to consume. It's great media. If you want to watch it, you can watch it on YouTube or you can watch it on Spotify as well. There's that function there. So, yeah.
So who are the guests then for season two? Who are we looking forward to hearing from?
Oh, well, you know one of them very, very, very well.
Really?
He's your former... Yeah, your former work husband, Dermot Whedon.
No better man, in fairness, to have a chat about wellness and all those kinds of things. Dermot is an absolute wealth of information about that. So a great choice of guest.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when the two of us were discussing it, we tracked our kind of career chart, which has a bit of crossover throughout the years. But we've both ended up in the wellness space. We both blame that on Republic of Telly.
Well, as long as it wasn't me getting the blame, that's the main thing. I had nothing to do with that show.
I think it was that, but we won't go into that. But so Lyra's on there, obviously chart-topping Lyra, who's amazing and obviously been from Cork. It was a really funny chat. And she's just like, I went to see her in Cork. She's amazing. She's like a comedy show as well as this phenomenal vocalist and performer. So Lyra's in there. Jason Byrne is in there. Shauna Kerslake, the award-winning actor, is in there. Who else? We have Yvonne O'Shaughnessy, who's a health and nutrition coach. So that goes into that side of things. There's also Hamilton Souther, who's an ayahuasca shaman based out in Peru. That was a really interesting chat. And Niamh Gallagher, who's a business and intuition coach. So this is a really, really, and she's a, you know, an intuitive coach. So yeah, really, really interesting, broad range of people.
And have you practiced and are you ready to say the line that everyone says when you need to say that your podcast is available wherever you get your podcast? Have you got that one rolling off the tongue?
Are you ready?
Go on.
Live Wild Season 2, hosted by myself, Hilary Rose, is out now across all platforms for wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, what a pro. I keep calling him Con. I called him Con to his face twice because Alex is such a good actor that he convinced me even when he wasn't Con that he was Con. But I had him in on the show recently enough and I just think this new series is just, it's levels, it's gone up again, I think, Hilary.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I actually genuinely feel the same, and it's not to kind of, self-praise is no praise, but honestly, I feel like it was the one that I really enjoyed the most. I really feel like we all really knew what we were doing with this one. The characters were really comfortable. We knew the world, and there's a demand for it, which is, God, we're so blessed and we're so thankful, and it's amazing. So like, it's on BBC One now. It's also on the BBC player, and it's just, you know, racking up really good numbers, and we're so pleased with it. We're so happy. Like, it's, we forget kind of, because we all live here, but it's massive in the UK.
Yeah,
you know, I went to Brighton recently on a weekend, and I thought, okay, I can, you know, breathe and let it aside. Nobody will ask me for a selfie. And I got, you know, off the plane where everybody knew me on the plane, and I came downstairs to get on the train to Brighton, and the first thing I did was like this young guy just going, "Oh my God, it's you, I can't believe it, it's you, oh my God, it's you." Like, oh, okay, so I'm known here too.
That is the power of television, and it must be amazing as well. I think you spoke to Ray Foley about this on this radio station, about the fact that, for example, you know, we here in Ireland hear a very Cork, an authentically Cork TV show, and obviously to a Dublin audience, or an inverted commas media audience, that's a bit of a rarity. But what about when you're in Bristol or Berlin or Brisbane and people are talking about that and they're getting the full Cork experience too?
It's amazing. You know, there was always the conversation at the very start when we had done the film, like, oh, do we need subtitles? Because are people going to understand it? Are they going to get the Cork humour? Are they going to understand this whole thing? But I always say, you know, it's really good screenwriting the first thing, but then you take, you know, the characters and their lives and their relationships, and it's a universal theme. It's all about relationships, it's all about love, it's all about, you know, how do we help each other get on in life? That's the very core of it. And so you can take those characters and you can put them anywhere and people will understand it, you know.
Totally.
And it's big in China, Dave.
Whoa,
yeah,
no way. I should have said Beijing when I was listening off my B places there.
Apparently it's big in China, and yeah, that's the word we got back from
there. Do you know what the best thing is because often people from a foreign country, if they learned their, you know, their English from, say, American TV shows, you'll often hear somebody with an American accent you wouldn't expect. I would give anything to just randomly be in China and hear somebody speaking English with a perfect Cork accent. That would just be so good.
It's going to happen, surely. Put it out there, it's going to happen.
Just about your performance as well, and like, I think, like, there's something about Mairead. Like, I think I've never wanted someone more in my corner than Mairead in this. She is, honestly, she fights so hard for Con, and just having someone like that would boost your life by like 50%, I think, to have her, you know, fighting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, it's, I always say I love playing the character of Mairead for that reason, is that she's the first character that I've played that has been so complex in so many ways. And that's been really such a gift as an actor. And I've got to play her for a very long period of time. We're nearly at this 9 years, you know. So, yeah, I love her. She's brilliant. And I've had so many people across the board, like young men, come up to me and say, "You remind me of my mum. Thank you." You know, there's things that maybe there was one man in particular, and he lost his mum, and he said, "You know, you remind me of my mum, and I get such joy from that." And yeah, just to have a character or a person like Mairead in your corner, like you said, you just need one person fighting for you as a young adult in particular, and you've got a great start in life. So yeah, I love that character.
And we should give a shout out, of course, to Peter, your husband, who is the screenwriter behind all of this. Listen, we should give him at least some of the praise as well. Come here, the quick fire round before you go. I have to do this. I do this with all my guests. Absolutely love it. What are you currently obsessed with, Hilary Rose?
Oh, God. I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, you definitely should. The way you've said that now, I know you're going to tell me.
I'm currently kind of obsessing over the whole Diddy scandal.
Right. Okay. So you're glued to that, are you?
Glued to that, and I don't, who knows what's true, what's false, and it's dark, I will say that, so yeah. I have to back off from it, but yeah, I'm kind of having a look at that and trying to unravel that a little bit.
Okay,
I'll send you stuff.
There's another podcast in that one, I think, as well, to be fair.
Definitely.
Okay, well, who is the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person on my phone, who I was just messaging yesterday, maybe Robbie Sheehan, the actor?
Okay. Yeah, Robert's a brilliant actor, yeah. Think about back to when you were about 8 years old in second class in school. What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, God, I still cringe when I think of this. Corned beef sandwiches.
I love corned beef sandwiches.
Oh, Dave, I used to as well, but I just can't. You know those, like, it's the sliced corned beef. It's not even good quality. It was sliced corned beef that was full of that fatty grizzle.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah, I love them.
Can't cope with it. No, even this, I can the smell. And then if it wasn't corned beef, it was cucumber sandwiches that clearly got mushy by the time you took them out. They got fired into the bin or left to rot at the end of the bag. That was a common theme.
And were there any treats at all?
I don't recall. Maybe one a week.
Right. A little tub of milk or something.
Yeah. It was, but it's the sandwiches that are vibrating.
Right. I hear you. They're the ones that are speaking to you. Okay. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, Hillary, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes. Absolutely.
Every time.
Yeah. Well, unless I'm in a really big hurry, but yeah, I scrub them with a an exfoliator scrubby mitt thing.
Mitt, yeah, okay. Well, it's up to you. We're different in that way, but that's fine.
I do it because, like, I train as much as I can, and then I hike as much as I can. So I actually have to pay a lot of attention to my legs because there's a lot of fascia gets kind of trapped. You know, the fascia is that very fine layer between the skin and between the muscle.
Right.
And sometimes it's a fascia issue. So I'm getting
I think your level of activity versus mine explains why I do not need to wash my legs, I'll be honest with you. Hillary Rose, it's amazing to catch up. Best of luck with the Live Wild podcast, Series 2, out now wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, if you've watched it on BBC or if you've got the BBC player, you can catch up on one of the best TV shows that's ever been around, The Young Offenders. Hillary Rose, thank you so much.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.